Bob Gribble?
Yes, sir.
Jerry Phillips.
How are you, Jerry?
Raining in Seattle?
Nope. Sunshining.
Oh, God. I haven't got up here yet. Got a hot one here for you.
Okay.
Brother-in-law just called me from Montana. Guess there's a large hairy creature sighting.
Okay.
Occurred last Saturday about 2 a.m. in the morning.
Last Saturday, and that would be the 20th.
Right.
Okay.
And there was about 5 people involved. The guy that reported it, his name is... And he's a desk sergeant at Malmstrom Air Force Base.
Uh-huh.
And him and some other people were out camping at, let's see, the Belt Creek Canyon Campground. That's B-E-L-T Creek.
Okay.
That's about 20 miles southeast of Great Falls.
Okay.
Now, according to them, they were camping, and it was starting to rain or something, and they were thinking about leaving when this big thing, they noticed it standing off in the distance. Up against a willow tree or something there. And scared the hell out of them. They said it was really hideous looking. And let me see here. They estimated it about 15 feet tall. And they said it had hair all over, just like that deal in Star Wars. You know, that guy.
Did that hit the papers?
Right. It's in the Missoulian this morning, and they're going to send that to me, and they haven't been able to get a hold of the Great Falls one yet, but they're going to get one of those and send it over to me.
Oh, beautiful.
Hey, they said this thing had, so they got scared, and they fired a couple shots with a shotgun in the air to try to scare the thing out of there. And apparently it made him mad. And he charged them. They said he was taking what looked like about 40-foot stride.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So they said it was just like a semi-truck bearing down on him. And they described it as having a flat nose and had canine-type fangs in the mouth. And the head was oblong. And then with hair all over it. And, at any rate, they were about 500 feet from the car, and they made it back to the car, and this thing was pretty close to them at that time when they took off, and they looked out the window, and the thing was still standing there looking at it right where they had just come from. So there was no noise. It made no noise whatsoever, that, according to this article. But it scared the hell out of them. Man, they didn't know what to do about it. They were afraid of ridicule and all that, apparently, and they didn't report it until a couple days afterwards.
That just hit the Missoula this morning?
Right.
Okay.
And it also said in the article something about they've had quite a few sightings within the last 18 months over there. West said somewhere up along the Bitter Root, up towards Great Falls, but he's heard of quite a few of them lately, so there should be some articles come out over there.
Okay. I was reading that one out of down at the Keys, Florida, too, again. And obviously they were looking at something about 10 to 12 feet tall down there.
Yeah. I read a complete story about that somewhere. I think it was in one of the latest UFO books that was out. Complete article.
You mean on the recent case in Florida?
Yeah. Well, I think that same family has had problems before.
Oh, I see.
And I think that, if I remember, I'll look it up, but if I remember, I think it was just this last month I read an article on the happenings around that particular farm down there. I'll look it up and see if I can find it.
I got a new theory on these hairy creatures, especially since they're getting taller and taller. What if there's a universal government and they decide that we need an occupation force here?
Yeah.
Which cannot, with that one which we cannot destroy.
Yeah, right. That would be the logical one to send.
Kind of seed the planet slowly?
Slowly, yeah. Well, they're getting bigger all the time.
That must be from eating all those special bits of meat off of our steers and stuff.
But I told him to get that stuff right off of the mail. And I'm sure he'll get it over here as quick as he can. He's also going to try to find the Great Falls paper and everything. So I would imagine they'll have some backup articles to go with it.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can't get a hold of this one.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good for an Air Force guy.
Yeah.
Come forward.
He probably told his commanding officer first. Maybe the commanding officer told him to go out and tell him.
Yeah, right. You know, you'd think that he would question somebody before he jumped. Now, they describe this thing as hideous.
Yeah. Yeah, anything that tall would appear hideous to me, even if it was female.
Right.
15 feet, God, that's twice as, more than twice as tall as I am.
Yeah. Well, they said it was just like a semi-truck bearing down on them. Huge, massive thing.
Well, that's like that one out here at Mount Rainier. Joey figured 12 to 15 feet.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get on this right away, Jerry.
Okay, I doubt if I'll be able to get any more information until we get that stuff over in the mail.
Okay. Okay. If I don't talk to you before then, I'll see you at 10 o'clock on the 3rd.
Okay, sounds good.
Very good.
Okay.
Bye now.